Many of you would have heard this psalm because, yes, Boney M. made it a worldwide hit by the rivers of Babylon. Yes, it's indeed a psalm of our Bible. But what is the background of this psalm? The background of this psalm is that it depicts the dreadful events that every Jew will remember till this day. And I'm of course talking of the dreadful event that happened in the year 586 before Christ, when the Babylonians invaded Jerusalem. When the Babylonians killed everyone who ran away, if it was children or women or men, they didn't care. When the Babylonians destroyed the whole city, the Babylonians even went so far and that they broke down the temple of God on the Mount of Zion, the mount that was a pillar of strength and power, the place where they thought God is living. The Babylonians touched these holy ground with their unholiness. The dreadful day when they took away everyone who did not die as captives, as slaves to Babylon. Now the psalmist is remembering these days, especially the days when they were in exile. How devastated they were. How they came together as slaves at the canals that came out of the Tigris and the Euphrates rivers. And how the Babylonians dared to ask them to sing to them songs about their God, songs of Zion. But how they could not bring themselves to sing any song. They just hung their harps on the branches of the trees. Because how could they sing songs of the Lord in a foreign, unholy land? God is holy, and it's not appropriate to sing His praise in such circumstances. And to make matters worse, how could they sing God's holy songs in front of their captives, who were Gentiles, who were regarded as dogs, as unclean people? How can they come into God's holy presence when you are not cleansed according to their religious laws? The psalmist says how devastated they were. But despite their pain, they struggle. They still remember the joys of living in a relationship with the Lord God. How great it was to be in the temple on Zion. And you have to admit, they could not bring themselves to forget the past. He even goes so far by saying that if he forgot Jerusalem or Zion, he's willing to give up the working of his right hand. The right hand was the most important hand in those days, because that was the hand that held the sword in times of war. It was the hand that protected you from your enemies. So he's prepared to be vulnerable, exposed, rather than forgetting Jerusalem and Zion. He's even prepared to lose his voice, meaning not to sing, rather than forgetting to think of God. Because if he forgets God, he stops living. Verses 7 to 9 sounds very harsh. And it's, to our ears, quite a reality that we would like to forget. But verse 7 to 9 must be read in the context of what really happened when the Babylonians invaded Jerusalem. They acted against God. They did kill innocent women. And as the Hebrew text really says, they did bash the babies' heads against the stones. The Edomites were just looking on. They didn't do anything to help. And the Edomites were, of course, their cousins, because they were descended from Esau, who descended from the brother Jacob. So they were actually family members. They were spectators. They were looking on to all this tragedy, but they didn't do anything to help. Instead, they cried out, "Tear it down, tear it down." That was their slogan. And now the psalmist is saying, "Remember them, O Lord. Remember what these cousins of ours did to us. But also, remember Babylon." Psalm 137 is a song of lamentation which portrays bad and good memories and the human inclination to always think of revenge. However, the psalmist remembers just in time that it's not his task to judge or to punish. God is the one who is in control. God will act as he wishes. And therefore, he's saying, "Remember them, O Lord." Amen. The text for the sermon this morning is verse 1. "By the rivers of Babylon, we sat and wept when we remembered Zion." What do you remember about God? Do you also weep because of all the chances lost, all the opportunities you missed of knowing Him and being in His presence, listening to Him? When we think of God, we must remember what He did for us all. In Jesus Christ, He did not remember our sins and ungodliness. He just thought of His love for humankind, and He decided to die in the place of sinners. Yes, you and I, we were supposed to hang on that cross. But God didn't remember what we didn't deserve at all. He went through death itself to be resurrected so that we can live in the sure expectation of a kingdom that will last forever and ever, a kingdom of peace, a kingdom where God will reign supreme, a kingdom where there's no place for war and conflict. And daily, God offers us, through His Holy Spirit, chance upon chance to live in a meaningful relationship with Him. Yes, daily, God's miracles dawn on us, where we have the opportunity to praise God. We can, like the psalmist, remember all the good things that God is doing for us. Because God is providing in all our daily needs. All of us have bread on our tables, despite the credit crunch. We all can live in a free country without fear and tribulation. We can walk freely without fearing people that can kill us or rape us, we still can go out at night, although we know of the many places where people can do this. We all can say this morning, we know how great it is to have God by our sides. We all can say this morning that we ourselves have experienced how good God is to us. We all can agree that there were so many long nights where we wonder, how is the situation going to change? And then, when the morning comes, it's sorted. We all are witnesses of the God moments in our lives. Unlike the psalmists, we do not have to sing songs of lamentation when we think of God. We can sing songs of joy because God is alive. God gave you and me a new future. We can dance because God reigns supreme and not the earthly government. What we can agree with the psalmist is, yes, we can sing songs of lamentation when we think of humanity, what people is doing to each other on a daily basis, and what people still would continue to do to each other. On this Remembrance Day, we can remember how fallible and frail we as humans are, how infinite we are, and how our plans usually comes to nothing. Today, we ought to think of all the humans who suffered and struggled in all the wars, like the Jews in Jerusalem a long time ago. We can think of all the victims of this world, because our world doesn't love peace. Our world doesn't know God. Our world think they can provide us happiness and peace. Governments think they can offer humanity this peace. But this peace is only possible when you live in a relationship with God. This peace is only possible when God comes into your life and changes you forever and ever. Verse 9 must always remember us of the ugly face of war, because verse 9 is a true depiction of what really goes on in times of conflict. It's a fact that children almost always get hurt or caught up in violence, our wars and conflict. But today, we must also remember how different God is and how we need to praise Him day and night for His glory. And we must always remember to thank Him for saving us. And we must always remember to sing songs of joy despite all the conflict. Yes, that we can sing songs of joy because He is in charge. He is in control. And if we remember the wars of the past and the present, when we remember all those who have lost their lives in battle, we must also remember the important lessons to be learned Namely, that whenever humans are in charge, there will be poverty, there will be war, decay, and hopelessness. In contrast to God's everlasting kingdom, where there will be peace, hope, love, and happiness, we all can learn from the fact not to trust humans, but only to trust and obey the living Lord God above all. We can also learn on the battlefields there are no atheists, and we can surely learn that life is a precious gift from God. Remembrance Day is about our priorities. It must help us to focus on God and how He sacrificed His life so that we can live in all eternity with Him forever. It's about recognizing God's presence and calling amidst all the uncertainty, chaos, decay, war, and struggle. It's about singing songs of joy when we remember God, and singing songs of lamentation when we think of humanity. May we go from here and confirm with our words and deeds that God is so important to us all that if we ever forget Him, that we would rather stop living, because living without the presence of God is not living at all. Amen.